Good day and welcome to Bush Talk. I am Demian. It is with great pleasure that we present this series of radio magazines we know will take you on a journey that should have you seriously thinking about getting involved in things environment. For the next 15 minutes, we will hear music and features that will sure to entertain and educate you. Special hello to all our folks who are working hard managing our forest and parks on SVG. We have to take control of what happens to our environment. We have to feel a sense of pride for this place we call home. So stay tuned as we begin our journey with our brother Bob Molly, because chances are you think the environment is important. Truly words of inspiration. Here is our own Christopher Grant. The message is in the music.
Is happening today. It's climate change, but who shows care? We're threatened by biodiversity and expect to live each day. When the world runs dry, then will we care? Pollution and poor management are the issues of our time. All people, they show no interest. Exploiting our resources and expect them to regain. Oh Lord, is this a trial until? So come on, it's time to take a stand. Take a stand. This world's all we've got. We must protect the land. Resources are so few from a used environment. Resources to sustain development. I have a dream that one day in the air, she will come alive. It's the principles to sustain life. Participation of everyone is the key to see this through. Every boy and girl has fun and wine. Some Simple changes are all we need to help reverse our wrongs. Conserve, reuse, protect, or yield. The economic and social pros will always come along. Not now, but soon, so show no fear. So come on, come on. It's time to take a stand. Take a stand. This world's all we've got. We must protect the land. Resources are so few from a youth environment. Environment. Conserve these resources to sustain development. And all people have to come together as one. Change only comes through unity. The legislation is made to guide the things that need to be done.
Let us now listen to the first part of our mini-series, Bush Malay.
Jamana!
Oi! That is not easy. And those people don't want to pay for my things, you know.
Auntie Mavis, we have to go deeper in the forest.
Just go a little higher, Tazo. These days, things hard. I want to make some earnings there. The last ones really sell well.
I tell you, Auntie, over there have much better ones than here, and there don't have all these manacles all.
If you're not careful, you know, you'll break your leg in these holes. Them people really joking.
I see Papi Show have some bad dogs there.
Hey, boys, Mr. Papi Show, the man not your age.
That is so funny. Mr. Papi Show?
Tazo, you're more interested in the forest than school, you know. What is that? Is that smoke?
Auntie, it's from over there. Look, Auntie, this side too. Auntie, let's go.
Oh,
let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Tazo, let we go. Let we go. Pick up that. Oh, no. Look, the fire coming fast. Hurry up, boy. Come down.
I am coming.
Tazo. My boy. Tazo. I'm coming. Tazo. Tazo. Oh, my leg. Tazo. I'm coming, my boy. I will not let us die, my boy. Help me! Help! Help me!
Jamana!
Selwyn, boy, my condolences. Boy. You want a drink?
You even touch me?
Take it easy, no man. Take it easy. Chill out.
Why you had to do that?
Just cause I offer your drink, man.
Why treat my dog so? Is you who set your dogs on my dog? You always hated me, but you had to go kill my dog, man.
Which dog? That's stupid excuse for a dog, man. Man, you should have been happy I do you a favor.
That dog was my friend. You didn't have to treat him so. But that dog was my friend.
Oi, we at your uncle's funeral, and you asked me about some stupid dog. Now back the hell off, man. I beat you right now. Don't mess with me, Selwyn.
You want to beat me? You want to kill me like you killed my dog?
Selwyn, this is your uncle's funeral. Show some respect, no man.
Don't you dare talk to me about my uncle right now. It's people like you who take advantage of the man. So you don't dare talk to me about my...
Shut up, boy. Be careful what you say to me, you know. Boy, you so foolish. You call that a hunting dog? That flea bag? Man, you should thank me. The money could have caught a mistake that far at.
I could just...
Hello? Anybody here?
Hello? Help me! boy. He fell from the tree over there.
Mavis? Mavis? That's you?
Over here. Tazo, he over there. I'm not hearing him.
Oh, I see him. This fire is really moving fast.
By the time I smell the smoke and have Tazo look to see where the thing coming from, it done real close. Brian, you think he would make it?
My van over, just over there. Come on, come on.
Ouch! Oh, gosh!
Oh, my. Can you walk?
I fell in the hole. I think it's free. Brian, just check on Tazo.
Tazo? Tazo? He's breathing. We need to get you all out of this, out of here. I can carry Tazo.
Help me up, Brian.
It's a good thing I was on patrol in this area. You have a good voice, girl.
Boy, Brian, you saved my life. Oh, my. We would have died if you didn't show up. Tazo. Tazo, look at me, my boy. Brian, you sure he all right?
He seemed to have a good fall. And with all this smoke, we'll get him checked out. Let's just get out of here.
Brian, I know who did this, you know. I know who put this fire that want to kill we. And trust me, when I tell you he going pay, he going pay, he is going to pay, he going pay.
Well, definitely will want to find out what happens next. We often hear that preservation of the environment is important. But why? Mr. Winsbot Kwao, manager of the management unit of the CWSA, talks to us about how he sees things from his side.
I think people don't think long term. Being the solids manager, I mean, I get I'm a technical person. I've been in the field for maybe almost 10 years now. And I could see the long-term impacts of not doing certain things when it comes to the environment. I think the average person don't think long-term enough. And so they don't see the long-term impacts of what they do. For example, someone would have some garbage to dispose of, and they'll think, okay, let's just throw it over the bank side, and it's out of my sight, out of my mind. And they don't think, okay, beyond that, after you throw it in the bank side, it may end up in the rivers, pollute the rivers and so on, and the different issues that you may have. I think that's one of the major issues. It's just that the common person, the average person, have no long-term vision when it comes to the environment, and that's the issue. They just think about what needs to be done now. Wow, I need to get rid of the thing and get rid of this garbage and so on, and they don't think about the impacts on a long-term basis.
Thank you, Mr. Kwao. Mr. Fitzgerald Providence is of the Forestry Department, and he tells us what he believes the general public seem to be thinking about the environment. Do Vincentians care?
Well, I think on the whole we have an appreciation for the environment, but I think we take for granted the blessings that we have in terms of a wonderful tropical environment.
All right, so...
Well, the way we go about things, we tend to put other things above the environment. We're told not to litter, but we would still litter. We're told not to cut down the forest or start fires carelessly. Still, we do it because we would say, well, someone else will take care of it. But we're supposed to be taking care of our environment, having a responsibility for the environment. And this is what I don't see. And that's why I would say people are somewhat not taking respect in the environment as they should.
And true words of inspiration. There is a lot that we as Vincentians can do to help. We cannot wait for anyone to come and fix things for us. Stop the littering. Participate when called upon, especially when it comes to managing our forest. Do we need law enforcers to watch over us in order to protect these wonderful treasures? I say no. Let's do something today. Call forestry. Call national parks. Get involved. After all, it's our responsibility. Tune in next time for more Bush Talk with me, Damien, on this radio station. Be good and Godspeed.